all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hi, welcome to another Your Harrogate Podcast. My name is Pete Edgerton. You can catch me on Your Harrogate Radio every single weekday between 10 and 2 o'clock. Listen via this website, yourharrogate.co.uk. You can listen via a smart speaker, DAB in the car, and we have the free app too. It's going to be a very busy week building up to Christmas. Nick Hancock in the morning, each and every day at 7:35, featuring different schools singing Christmas songs or Christmas carols to put us in a good festive mood. But before we get there, on to local football matters, and Harrogate Town have got a tough League Two game against Notts County at the Environment Stadium. Given that it's nearly halfway through the season, I thought it was a good time to catch up with Chief Executive Sarah Barry. And first of all, we began talking about the postponement at Sutton last weekend.
Sadly for me, 2.5 hours. About Grantham, you'll know it well around there, don't you? So it was a good 5-hour round trip on a very soggy, wet Saturday morning. So me and the media team, we had to keep going because we didn't know if the game was on or off until you get that actual final call, it's off. I mean, our first thought is really with the travelling supporters, and that was the first contact that we made as soon as we thought there was a chance the game wasn't going to be on. You know, they spend a lot of money and a lot of time to get to the games, and, you know, our most sort of loyal hardcore, they go to every single game. It doesn't matter whether it's a Tuesday night or a Saturday. So that was the first phone call to say, look, apologies, but this is what's happening, and this is where we're at. So yeah, thank you to all those fans who did make the effort to try and get there, and we'll let you know as soon as the fixture is rescheduled.
And how frustrating is it when you've got a long away trip like that, because presumably the team, they travelled the day before, didn't they?
It's very frustrating for the team. I mean, you know, we had a few hours wasted, but the team set off really early on Friday. You've got all day Friday, you're training, staying overnight, and then all the hanging about Saturday morning, and not back till late Saturday. So that's the 2 full days. So it's not just the time, it's the cost. It's, you know, and they want to play. You want to play. You're all motivated and geared up to play, aren't you?
I know you can't control the weather, state the obvious, but is there anything that you'd like to see put in place to try and prevent such episodes happening? Because we've seen it over the years, particularly with clubs in the lower league, and then you go into the non-league pyramid as well, and games get called off at the very last minute, and you think, come on, you've seen the forecast, surely you knew what was coming.
To be fair to the away club in this occasion, Sutton, I think the ref did a fantastic job. There was no messing around. He rang us and he said, I'll be there for 10:15. I'm going to be making a decision. I'm going to call it. So it's quite often, and it did happen with another game, I think, on Saturday, and it's happened to us before, they won't call it. They will say, oh, we'll give it another hour. We'll give it another 2 hours, by which point, depending on who you're playing, most of your supporters have set off. So to be fair to them, I don't think they could have done a lot more on Saturday. There were other games called off. I don't think anyone anticipated the amount of rain that we had in such a short period of time. The day before, it would have been playable. So it was only on the Saturday morning, and it's just unfortunate where it was. It was a 4 to 5 hour trip each way. So we've been to games before where they've been called off with far less notice. And I think sometimes you've just got to say that's football.
Yeah,
that's
part the way and parcel it is. Of it.
Yeah, yeah.
With regards to yourselves, it's not been a bad start to the season, heading in the right direction. How do you feel about it all, both on and off the pitch?
Yeah, so on the pitch, let's start with that. I think if you'd have said we'd be in this position at this stage of the season, so we're currently 18th, but we've got a game in hand to some clubs, and it'll take a draw or a win to bounce right back up to the top half. That's how tight the league is. There's not a lot in it. So I'm really happy. I think the best thing I'd say about this year compared to last, it feels different. It feels more solid. I think Simon actually said himself last week, we're more than a team now. It's not a one-dimensional team anymore. There's a lot of intellect in the team. It's all coming together. It's really positive, and the morale is fantastic. And you can feel it. You know, you can just feel it, even when I'm not in the football side of the team. We're one team on and off the pitch, and it feels very together as a club. So that brings us nicely to off the field. As you know, there's been so much going on development-wise. It is amazing to be able to say that stand is now open. So the south
looks
stand.
Looks great.
It looks brilliant. I mean, we just managed to get it over the line for the Wrexham game. And to see, I obviously was at the game, but so many people who couldn't make the game but watched it said it looked like a proper stadium. You know, you've got that. It was full. It was a record crowd. We had all four stands full and buzzing. I mean, the atmosphere was bouncing. We're on with the facilities, and I'm assured by the construction team, who are brilliant, that they're going to be ready by the end of January. So we'll be fully EFL compliant. You know, have more facilities. It's going to improve match day experience for both home and away supporters. And it feels like it's been a long time coming. That's been we've been working on this now for probably a couple of years. So to see it now finally come to fruition is brilliant.
Yeah, nice big relief for you. Just with regards to the Wrexham game, obviously a lot of fuss is made about them now since their appearance on Disney and the connection with Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney as well, who sadly didn't come in. I know you didn't know right up until the last minute.
No.
Did you whether they were going to be there or not?
No, there was still a speculation, you know, even from their club. I mean, you know, I spoke to the chief exec, Fleur, from Wrexham, and I said, look, can you give us any steer on this? And her answer was actually, well, do you know what? Ryan is in the UK filming. Anything's possible. So that, thanks.
Dangle that carrot.
Come on, Fleur. So, no, I mean, as it turned out, they didn't, but it didn't matter. It was the whole speculation. However, we did have Disney Plus with us for the whole day filming. So they were filming Welcome to Wrexham Series 3, which goes out next year. So they interviewed a few of the team at Harrogate, filmed the game. And apparently Ryan and Rob personally edit every single episode that goes out. So whether we'll make the final cut is down to Ryan and
fingers
down
crossed
to Rob. So let's hope we did enough to make it.
Well, you would have thought, with obviously we don't want to dwell on it, but the situation earlier in the year with Luke Armstrong potentially going to Wrexham and then being off, you would have thought that maybe it might feature.
Well, they did ask about that situation, and obviously we gave the answer that we gave at the time, which was, you know, nobody won. It was a lose situation for all the parties concerned. And we've been honest and respectful and professional about that since, and that remains the same today. I would have thought that, yeah, that would be quite a big thing that happened for Wrexham as well as us. So I'd be surprised if something doesn't go
in. Yeah, definitely. Whilst we're on the subject, a more so testament to the other players, not pointing fingers, but any striker, you know, a star man is potentially leaving, not just Harrogate Town, but any club, that's going to cause a bit of unrest. So are you extra proud with the team with how they've dealt with that and they've just cracked on and got the results where they needed to get them?
Yeah, I mean, a good team, it doesn't matter whether you're a football team, any team. The measure of a good team is when the chips are down, in my humble opinion, and experience, having managed teams for years. That's where you show your team spirit, your culture, your ethics, morale, pulling together. That's when you know you've got a good thing going, and that links back to what I said in the very first place. It feels very united on and off the field, and that's what we are. You know, we're all pulling together. We're working really hard behind the scenes to get the match day atmosphere and experience and the crowd going, because I think I've said before to you before, we're quite a polite crowd compared
yes
to some.
Yeah, yeah, very
Harrogate,
yeah.
Very Harrogate. Yeah. But yeah, you know,
too much so at times. But it's that fine balance, isn't it? Because
yeah.
I think it's great that as a football club, and I'm not just saying this because you're here, you know, I've followed football for many, many years. And it is important, no matter where you are in the land or in the world, that you attract the new generation of fans. So you've got to get those families in.
Yep.
But at the same time, you don't want to hack off your old guard supporters who might like a bit of banter. It's a real fine balancing act, isn't it?
There's nothing wrong with a bit of banter. I think what we're trying to do is make it family-friendly banter. And we do have that. We have probably the best behaved fans in the whole of the EFL, probably. I would say that. I'm slightly biased, but we genuinely get that feedback from away clubs that we visit all the time, that comes. And yeah, it's great. We're merging the sort of the old loyal hardcore supporters now with the new fan base that's coming in. I want it to be a place where you come in, you can bring your children, you can bring anybody of any age, can come in and really feel they've had a good day out, that it's been entertaining football, it's been entertaining full stop around the football, and it's safe. That's what you want, isn't it? From anywhere, you're going to bring your family especially, and you think, oh, for the first time, age 5, 6, you want them to come and not have to cover their ears and
yeah,
you know, things like that. And yeah, I think we get in there with that. Feels really good, and we get feedback that is very positive about the atmosphere.
You mentioned the atmosphere at the Wrexham game, the fact that it was bouncing, helped on by the award-winning DJ Mark Green, who is back for the Tranmere game.
He is, yeah. So by popular demand from everyone from the side themselves, from Simon, from Thurs, music lovers anyway, but yeah, that sort of those sounds, they were booming through the ground and into the dressing room as well, throughout the crowd, really got that atmosphere going. It was electric. So yeah, Mark's going to be coming back for the Friday night, 29th of December versus Tranmere. The numbers, attendance is looking really good already for that. So it's going to be a brilliant night.
There you go, a pre-New Year's Eve party at Harrogate Town on the Friday night, which is awesome. Looking at the fixture list, the next one in particular is a real tough test against Notts County, who should themselves bring a big following, all being well and good. But when you look at those festive fixtures, Notts County, Grimsby away, then you've got Accrington. In the mix, Morecambe as well on the other side of the Tranmere game.
Yeah.
Maximum points doable, or are you more realistic? And
then Doncaster after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am realistic. You can't win every single... I mean, you can win every game. Of course you can. But I think the reality is you're not going to win every single one of those games. You've got some really good, you know, teams up there. But you've also got a lot of games. But then so have the other clubs. So we've all got a really busy fixture list. So, at least you're sort of competing on an even playing field. Our job is to get the home form going, and it's coming. You can see it with the Swindon game. You can see it with the Wrexham game. It's coming back. The performances at those two games, the last two games, have been absolutely phenomenal. So it's coming, isn't it? You can feel it. So I think if we can get behind them as a crowd, get everybody, you know, going early as well. Don't wait to second half. So you come into the game, start before. Let's raise a roof and get behind our team. And yeah, let's get through. And it'd be really nice to see us around mid-table, above mid-table into the new year. That would be brilliant.
And aside from that, what are your other wishes, or what are the other plans for 2024?
Well, we want to continue growing the crowd. We've got a really... good year-on-year increase of about 30% at the moment. So that's fantastic. That's way supersedes what we're expecting. We're going to get the facilities finished by end of January. And I'd like to see on a regular basis a 3 in front of the attendance. So we had a record crowd. We had just short of 3,800 for Wrexham. When the stand is fully furnished with all the facilities, we'll be able to increase that again. So we'll be able to see hopefully north of 4,000 if we can get, you know, the home fans coming back. That would be my next dream, to see a 4 before the season ends. So it's really more of the same. And then top of the agenda, as alluded to in the fans forum, for anyone that came to that, is the training ground. We want our own. And that's been something that we've been working on behind the scenes for a long, long time, well before I joined. But that is top of the agenda.
Getting close?
Really close.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so as soon as we're ready, we're a little bit jinxed because we've been really close before and it just hasn't happened. Stuff outside your control. So I think until the thing's signed and sealed, we can't say any more than that. But as soon as it is, we'll be letting everybody know.
Well, good luck against Notts County this weekend. And then going to Grimsby. Before you get a little break... Little festive break, some family time in between.
Got Christmas Day.
Yeah, and then back to it.
Back to work. A couple of days, back to work. But you know what? It doesn't feel like work when you enjoy it. And we absolutely love what we do.
Fantastic. Sarah, always a pleasure. Thanks so much. And best wishes for the festive period and 2024.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.